like Krishna. Sometimes Srimati Radhika prays the clouds. Sometimes she has so much envy from all these things. Sometimes when she is in what?
Man.
She does not go near Samal. Does not like to see
clouds. She doesn't like Shyamalata.
Nilkamal, don't. She will tell. So when she is in mood of not in Hira, Man, then she loves this
black
or nil chulet. But when she is in Man, she will take up all these churis and sell it. Because the symptom of Mahabhava is that anything which is like Krishna, 1% even, what to tell of 100%, 1% of the quality of Krishna, the color of Krishna. She sees Mahabhagavat dekhe thaur jangam taha taha hoy taar si Krishna shiva. So anything which is like Krishna in any way, Bhakta Mahabhagavat seeing them, Krishna Choti comes here like Uddipana. This is the symptom of Mahabhagavat. And Srimati is not Srimad Mahabhagavat. She is the guru of the Mahabhagavat. She is what?
Mahabhav
Sarupa Radhika. She is like Krishnamayi. She is Krishnamayi. Always seeing Krishna.
Inside and outside.
Always seeing Krishna. Krishnamayi tar antare bahir. Outside and inside. Everywhere. Where she sees Krishna. Anywhere. If you see, she will see that tree, she will remember Krishna. Because it is need. If you see anything, bas, you know, bansi,
bamboo.
She will remember bansi and again Krishna. Anything. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, in his real form, inner form, in Tulasi, she is also Krishnamayi. At first she is Radhamayi. And Srimati Radhika almost comes in that manjari. Tulasi. So the mood of Radhika comes in the mood of that Raghunath Das Goswami. So he is telling to Radhika in the Rakshi. Indivarakshi means
Lotus side. It blue.
Kamala Naina, but Indi.
Indi, blue, dark.
So it seems that Srimati Radhika has taken Krishna in his eyes always. So says in Divara. Mm. And hearing this, Srimati Radhika becomes so pleased. She is saying, thinking that she knows my all motives. Mm. And remembering me, Krishna, by this endeavor. Krishna is endeavor and she is in the Varakshi. Mm.
Mm.
So, remembering Srimati Radhika, she is giving that bracelet in the hands of Radhika. Remember the past times when Srimati Radhika with this bracelet
embracing Krishna.
Embraces Krishna.
Mm.
And Krishna becomes controlled to Radhika.
Mm.
When Radhika is out of sight and Krishna is searching, anyhow this makes sounds. Krishna knows that where is Srimati Radhika. And Krishna goes to Radhika and meets. So she is very helpful to Krishna in searching also.
Mm.
This Hari is who? Hari Daita. Hari Daita means
beloved.
Beloved of Radhika is Hari. Not beloved of Krishna is Radhika, but beloved of
Radhika.
So Srimati Radhika thinks that Krishna is mine. Krishna is her. And this is how, this bhav is so
strong
and high. Chandravi has the bhav that I am of Krishna.
Mm.
But here Krishna is of Radhika. And Krishna is like so much. This is such madhya bhav. Here, why he is told Hari, the beloved of Radhika, why he has told Hari, the word Hari, Hari Daita, because he takes the shame, Bhamya, Man, those who are obstacle in
meeting.
Krishna takes all these things. So Haran means Hari. Yes.
Take away.
So here is Hari. Krishna is so wise that by his roop, by his virtues, qualities, beautiful qualities and Veni Madhurya.
Mm-hmm.
It takes all the things which are obstacles for Radha to meet Krishna. And Srimati Radhika at once meets this. Giving up Lajja, Man, Bhamna and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So he is Hari. When Radhika is in Man, he makes a strong desire that I will not see Krishna. Anyhow, what Krishna will do, he will try, but I will not see Krishna, I will not speak with Krishna. But at that time also, eyes are not in control. The eyes of Radhika is not responsible. She has made up her mind strongly that I will not see, but eyes are going to see. He has a strong will that I will not go to Krishna, but feet are going to work. He has made up his mind, her mind, that I will never
talk.
What?
Talk
to Krishna. But her mind and heart always like to talk. He has forbidden her, no, that don't take the presence of Krishna. But they are always eager to talk. She has forbidden her ears not to hear the sound and bansi dhvani of Krishna. But they are not listening at all. They are out of control. Once Purnima came and told her that I have heard that you were chaste lady in whole Braja. But now so much
rumor
is going on that you are not chaste lady. You are very much asakta with Krishna. She told that, what can I do? I made up my mind very strongly that I will not
see Krishna here.
See Krishna and I will not have anything connection with Krishna. But when he sees me, he comes to me. When I push him, he comes to me. When I like to cry to gather person, he
covers my mouth.
And when I want to run from there, he
blocks my way.
And what should I do? You should tell that if Krishna does with you all these things, what will you do? So when he see mess in her mind that I will not speak, I will not speak to Krishna, then at once Krishna comes, you see, and wait for me, that only you should
look at me.
Only one time. Once you should see, I will go away. See, always trying to see from there, here,
under the veil,
but not directly. So in Radharasa Sudhanidhi it is had this form, that those who have not seen this
form,
past time of Krishna and Radha, their eyes are in them, their mind is in them, their heart is in them, that person is in them. So reminding all these things, Raghunath Das Goswami or Tulsi Manjari is giving this roughness in the hands and these. She was giving all these things to Radhika. in his swaroop or his surti, and reminding Srimati Radhika, Krishna, when he was giving apples, he came in
external consciousness,
and that is surti went on. And she saw that there are no hands of Srimati Radhika. Again breathing. Now he is prarthana, doing prarthana. The when that day will come, O Srimati Radhika, kneel in the varakshi. That I will give that nil kinds of chudi bracelets in your hand, and nil money given in the finger.
Ring.
I'll give in your hand. And she's beating and saying, if a sadhak always remembering Krishna and Srimati Radhika, having the mood that I will serve them, always, not a single minute here in world, then this will automatically come in us. Thus, Ajitna here. When you are going?
Tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow.
And I'm bringing the painting tomorrow.
That is why I called you. That going to before you should meet me. Otherwise, I was not in the mood to explain. We have done so much service. So. Gaur Nityananda Prabhu is completed.
Tomorrow.
You will come tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Very, very good.
Very good.
Bhav is very good. Very good.
Very good. You have taken photo of that?
Tomorrow. Everything tomorrow. Every day they become more beautiful.
You have taken the photos of
Manjari.
Four gopis
and
given to that book.
Given where? No. The Krishna art book. No.
They will be given?
No.
Teachers? And don't eat. You should make of your only picture. And then we will see and judge that these, your letter and photos, have become so sweet.
I want to know if you think it's all right to give a photo of the Gaur Nithai for the BBC publication or not.
What you like.
No, what you like.
You. If they want it.
They want.
It is yours and mine, both.
When I think it's mine, I fall into Maya. When I think it's yours, I'm trying
to it. I think that Prabhupada is doing mercy to you, very much. And by this, you are going up. You were fond of Malli Varkadhish, Rukmani Kant, doing all Mahabharata and all other things. But I saw that it is not so good. I should take you and fall in the Braj Krishna.
I heard a story that I heard that you said it, that Bhakti Vinod Thakur delivered one ghost who was a pujari in his past life in Navadvip. He was offensive to devotees and then he became a ghost. And later on he was delivered by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. I was wondering if you could briefly tell that story. You know which one I mean?
I don't.
He was, after he died, he was a ghost and he went on the roof of the
temple. Why he became a ghost?
Because he was ascending devotee.
Vaishnava.
Vaishnava.
And he was throwing rocks from the roof and the ghost. Could you tell that story? I don't know. You don't know it?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written any fact?
I heard some of the story. He was traveling with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada.
But where it is written?
It's not written.
I have not heard from my Gurudev or any test question. But I know that I firmly believe that anyone who are Vaishnava Hindu, Vaishnava against, they will be surely more than good. They will go to hell. Vaishnavas are well than that Vaishnava Hindu.
They're better.
Someone may be externally serving Krishna, but if he's a Vaishnava Ninda, then Krishna is not accepting his service?
No. Like Jarasandha? Jarasandha is telling to Krishna that why you are flying away, running. You are very sadachari.
Well behaved.
You are sadachari, you know?
Mm-hmm. Good behavior.
Having no ill connection with any lady.
Oh.
Brahmachari.
You are brahmachari. You are not a liar. Param satyavadi. You have born in very good family. Why he is telling? That your charitra achha nahi mane kya?
Your activities, your character.
Not ability.
Behavior? Character.
Your character is loose. That is, he is telling sadachari. Opposite thing. Like, kya kata hai? Like?
Double meaning?
You are
sarcastic.
But this is Ninda.
What if one offends a Mahabhagavat Vaishnava, and then that Mahabhagavat Vaishnava goes to apricot meal before that sadhak is able to recognize their aparad and to beg at the lotus feet for forgiveness? What happens? How are they able to obtain forgiveness?
क्या
उन्होंने कहा है कि यदि किसी महाभागवत को अपराध हो गया
महाभागवत का लो अपराध
हाँ हम महाभागवत का प्रति अपराध किया लेकिन वो महाभागवत ने अप्रकट लीला में चले गया तो वो चले जाने के बाद वो साधक रियलाइज किया तो उसका कैसा प्रार्थना
ऑलवेज प्रेइंग ऑलवेज वेटिंग एंड लेमेंटिंग फॉर दैट and doing always Harinam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And knowing no, मैंने कोई अपराध नहीं करे किसी भी वैष्णव के
offenses
to anyone, then it will be बातचीत भी हुआ महाभागवत डज नॉट टेक एनी ऑफेंस टू एनीवन लाइक कृष्ण बट हिज हिज डस्ट
टेक्स ऑफेंस
हुज हिज डस्ट द फॉलोअर ऑफ दैट महाभागवत
फॉलोअर
His disciples, disciples and all of them. They will take revenge. Bas.
So one second will go now. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, light hand.
Please sir.
At that time, I was telling about the moon tattva, ten principles of Chaitanya and was explaining. I was reciting these slokas. Amnaya praha sattam harinina paramam sarva shaktim yasatthim
from Sanskrit.
All that. This was the mayor of Delhi.
Jini bolta jen Nishar Maharaj.
Maharaj still alive?
Yes.
One Baba.
Mayapur.
Yeah.
One Baba. The Bhujyam position is from Sanyasi. All has become now. So, keep it very... Yeah.